Gadget Man, episode 171. Sony launches the PlayStation 5 in the UK. Here I'm speaking to James Hazel at BBC Radio Suffolk about the new console. Over to James.
Our good pal Matt back on the show from Matt Porter Web Design. Are you aware of any problems with mobile telephone reception in and around Ipswich?
Not as such at the moment, but
okay.
If you check downdetector.co.uk, that will highlight.
Oh, that will tell us. Well, yeah, here's the thing. I can't make a call for longer than 3 minutes at the moment. I just get cut off every time after just over
Very
3 minutes, which is a bit of a weird thing, I thought. Maybe Indeed. It's the people the other end hanging up on me and just, you know, blaming it on the technology. The PlayStation 5, then, Matt, why should we have one?
Yeah, it's been launched today in the UK. It is significantly quicker than its previous model, the PS4. It's measured in teraflops now, the performance of these devices. So the PS4, its graphics ran at 1.8 teraflops. The PS5 runs at 10.3 teraflops. So it's able to provide.
What is that word? Teraflops, did you say?
Teraflops, yeah. It's number of instructions per second.
Right.
Floating point instructions. So a teraflop is, I believe, is 10.3 teraflops would be 10.3 billion instructions per second.
Wow.
Which is pretty good. I mean, the brain is measured in, or would be measured in, gigaflops. Not gigaflops, petaflops. So it's significant. Our brain's
it's all about
even
the flops,
faster.
Right. I see. So we're still not as fast as the brain.
Not quite, no.
Ah,
we're still a bit off.
Still a bit off, okay.
We're still off from the brain.
Well, everybody's talking about, the way it renders and how good the graphics might well be. That seems to be the holy grail reality, more than virtual reality, kind of almost believable reality. How close are we with this PS5, Matt?
It's getting there. With the PS5, we'll run games at 4K, up to 120 frames per second, games permitting, which is very, very quick. The quicker the frames per second, the more realistic
things
look.
Yeah, the smoother
look.
It is.
Yeah, if you look at like a movie, like 24 frames per second, but there's a reason for that, which I can't remember. But 120 frames per second is very, very quick at 4K.
Yeah.
And there is potential for 8K gaming down the line, apparently.
Wow.
It also uses the graphics, and you're correct in the way that you say about it being the holy grail. It supports a technology called ray tracing for rendering graphics. Now, ray tracing's been around for a long time, and it was historically very, very slow, but produce beautiful effects, because what it actually does is it plots a ray of light from its origin to its destination, so which is what the sun does when we see light on the sun. So even when it comes to reflections off of clothing or computer generated clothing and things like that, all taken into hand. So this gives much more accurate lighting effects, which the PS4 didn't have that support. So again, the graphics will be much quicker. It comes, I think it's now 16 gigabytes of RAM. RAM's very good for storing stuff in real time.
Yeah.
Random access memory. It just makes reading quicker. Its hard disk is smaller than the PS4, but instead of a traditional hard disk inside it, it has an SSD, which is
SSD,
called solid state.
Solid state
drive.
So much faster.
Super duper duper quick. I think it's 825 gig.
PlayStation 5 is priced at £449.99, and the PlayStation 5 Digital Edition is priced at £359.99. Available at all stockists.